This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, this is a good song for the show today. I don't know what's going on around here. You throwing out accusations about our coworkers. We'll get Devin Caney's take on that coming up in a minute. We're broadcasting live from the NovaCare Complex on 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales, Service Parts, and Accessories. Devin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm curious to hear. I have no clue where this beef between Hugh and Spike came from. What's going on, guys?
I like Spike. Spike just sent out an aggressive email that, you know, made me feel a little uncomfortable.
All right, Devin. He sent an aggressive. Yeah, did I get this email?
We all got the email.
We all got the email. It wasn't aggressive. Devin, he is talking about the Mount Rushmore Week follow-up email that Spike sent out on Sunday.
Oh.
And I'll read it to you in case you forget exactly the wording.
Yeah.
Quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count.
It's the way he's reading it now.
You're editorializing. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
He's trying to make it seem nice.
It wasn't nice.
You're saying he's being passive aggressive.
Because you know Spike. How many times has Spike used those words when he talks to us? He has a little bit of a bite about him.
I do feel like the Go Birds is a little bit sarcastic.
Maybe he's excited for football season. Maybe he's ready for the Eagles.
That's Spike. Spike and Jack, they are so ready for the Eagles. Yeah.
So I think this is just spin because Hugh didn't fill out a Mount Rushmore. And I think he's trying to like get out of it by saying, well, I felt bullied. That's why I didn't do it.
No, see, and Joe read it wrong because this is how I read it, Devin.
I read the words.
I am reading the words. Today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done it already. Go Birds.
I honestly don't have an issue with that.
It was a little sassy.
I'm gonna make a confession. I actually forgot to submit my Mount Rushmore list, unfortunately. Uh-oh. I did. I even had them written out. I looked into it, and then I forgot, and I saw that email too late. I in no way thought it was mean, though.
It was sassy.
It was a little sassy. I just think it was an email.
How would you have worded this,
Hugh, if you were sending up the follow email?
How would I word it?
Yeah, if you were him.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. And I'd have did it with a smile.
Guilty!
See, if Spike sent out an email and said, hey, hope everyone's having a wonderful day, that would have been suspect.
Yeah, I would have thought he was kidnapped if someone took his email.
Yeah, I would have been concerned about that.
I am a ray of sunshine when I come to work on a daily basis. Array.
Yeah, no one's saying anything as you say this.
That's you.
All right, Devin. Now that we caught you up on that, let's talk about Eagles practice, which you got to watch here a couple hours ago. I'm curious what you think about Jalen Hurts and how he's played, not just today, but in general. Like, I was watching because they were on the field closest to us today.
Yeah.
And it felt to me, just when I looked up, he was missing some throws. And I mean throws that he usually hits and guys like you just a foot off, right? The receiver was reaching his arm out and not catching. I saw a few of those today. What did you think of the way Jalen played today and in general?
So I actually thought he played pretty well today compared to how he's played in general. I think, you know, the fact that they had training camp on Sunday is messing up my schedule. I keep thinking it's Wednesday.
Right.
The past 3 days, the offense has won training camp. And today he did, you know, he had one interception. Cooper DeJean picked him off in the end zone. Cooper DeJean's first interception of camp. Keely Ringo should have picked him off, didn't. He kind of bobbled it and then took out an official on his way out. But I think, so with the Cooper DeJean interception, Dallas Goedert kind of stumbled on his route. I don't really know what happened with Kelee Ringo. So he's had some misses here and there. But today, I mean, he connected with Devontae Smith several times in the end zone. He connected with Saquon Barkley. He connected with Jahan Dotson several times. I really liked what I saw from Jalen today compared to what we saw last week from Jalen.
So you mentioned Kelee Ringo. What was your thought on the trade the Eagles made last night to get a corner? Because, you know, we're going to find out about this Jacorian Bennett when he gets here and starts to really practice. But
he was here today.
He was. He said he took a red eye, which caught his attention that he got here very quickly. But just the idea of them trading for another corner before the first preseason game makes you wonder what they really think they have at those corner spots.
I mean, I think I mentioned this last week when I was on with you guys. I personally have not been super impressed with Kelee Ringo so far this camp. And I think, you know, the trade kind of proves that. I also think, you know, losing Thomas Booker, he's a great locker room guy. Jalix Hunt was talking, you know, after practice, he's really bummed that Thomas Booker is no longer an Eagle. But when you really break down the trade, Booker, the depth chart was so that Booker is better than where he was at on the Eagles roster. And I think he deserved more playing time. So I do think the trade worked out in that sense. But it tells me that they don't love what they have at the cornerback position, guys. And that is concerning to me as we're going into the first preseason game.
So, Scoop, let's move to the other side of the ball a little bit. Mm-hmm. We all talk about Saquon and what he's been, and I know he's been out there trash-talking everything. But have you noticed?
Yeah, he had like 10 questions about trash-talking yesterday.
Yeah, they say he talks a lot of trash.
Yeah.
But have you seen – has A.J. Dillon flashed for you? Have you seen any plays that A.J. Dillon's been out there making?
Oh, yeah, yeah. A.J. Dillon's been getting a lot. I've almost seen him – get more action when they're doing 11-on-11 than Will Shipley has. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious how they're going to use those two. Like, I would imagine that A.J. Dillon will be, I don't even want to call him Saquon's backup, but Saquon's like, you know, when Saquon
his
comes off the
to
field.
His yang.
Right, right. I mean, you guys can see it from here. Have you seen the size of A.J. Dillon?
I've never seen a running back as big as him. He's huge.
Ever. I mean, the guy, like, you think Saquon Barkley is huge when you see him in person. A.J. Dillon is a beast out there. And he seems to be doing really, really well. I mean, I don't know how a defense can stop someone, you know, that large and that powerful on the field. So I think he's been doing really well so far in camp.
So Vic spoke yesterday, and it sounds like, and then Nick spoke this morning. And last year they played a lot of the young defensive guys in the preseason games. In the past, Sirianni wouldn't do that. They would play no starters. Last year when Vic got here, they started to do that.
Yeah.
What do you think we're going to see on Thursday? Because I get the sense we're going to see some of these young defensive players that Vic's trying to understand what he has here. And I don't know if you saw this, but the Bengals are going to play their starters. Like, Joe Burrow is going to play on Thursday, which that's not normal for a preseason game.
Yeah, no, I saw that. Jalen Hurts was actually asked about that when he just spoke. And Jalen basically said, you know, I would never turn down an opportunity to get more reps and get out there. But I think we all kind of highly doubt that Jalen Hurts is going to take the field on Thursday. The defense has been putting in the work. Like, I feel like every time I look out there, Jahad Campbell, you know, these rookies, Ty Robinson, they're out there putting it in. And it doesn't matter first team, second team. Like, Vic Fangio is going to go for it. And Elliot and I were talking, like, you can even see that Fangio mindset crossing over into the offense, where it's Saquon Barkley, I mean, he's having a great camp. He's getting a lot of touches, and it's almost like, okay, well, you know, coming off a 2,000 rushing yard season, maybe you want to
take it slow.
You know, do like AJ Brown, Zach Bond, who aren't practicing for mostly precautionary reasons, and he does not seem to miss a beat out there. So I think it's just the team mindset that practice, or new mindset, I guess, that practice should be harder than the game. And I think we're going to see, I don't think we're going to see Jalen Hurts, but I think we're going to see a lot of guys getting meaningful reps out there on Thursday night.
Do you have any concern with the guys that are missing quite a few days? Bond, it feels like Bond hasn't practiced in a while. Now AJ's been out since the weekend. Any concern? Because I know, look, we still have a month to go before the opener, and there's no reason to push them. But when a guy starts missing multiple practices, you wonder what's going on.
Yeah. I'd say yes. They made it a point today, it seems, to say, you know, they're not Bond and AJ specifically aren't practicing, but it isn't anything serious. You know, it's just to kind of preserve them and make sure they don't get further injured. So that eased my mind, because I agree, like, every day we came in here and they're still out there. They're still very engaged in practice. They're very engaged in 11-on-11. So that makes me feel better. I think I'd feel worse if they were kind of missing in action from training camp altogether. So I think I think they'll be okay. Like, if anything, the most concerning one to me is Nolan Smith, who, you know, tore his tricep in the Super Bowl and then had a concussion, but he seemed to be out there and doing fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And it's healthy now, so hopefully they stay healthy.
All right, Devin, while we have you, let's take a Phillies question in here.
Okay.
When you watch Schwarber right now, do you has he reached like Ryan Howard level for you, peak Ryan Howard, in terms of like when you watch him, you just think he's going to hit a home run?
I mean, like all you can do, I just started laughing last night when he hit that grand slam. Mm-hmm. It's incredible what we're watching. And yeah, I've been tracking his, I think it was what last week when he hit his first home run in August, I believe. So I guess, I don't know, end of last week, I started looking up Ryan Howard's 58 home run season and where Schwarber stacked up, because he's kind of on track.
Yep.
I mean, Ryan Howard went on and had a monster August that season. He had 14 home runs in August. Kyle Schwarber already has, what, three now? And it's still very early mm-hmm. in the month. So it's entirely possible. I'm glad that he's finally, you know, getting nationally recognized in the MVP conversation, because he absolutely deserves it. Every time Kyle Schwarber hits a home run, and I'm not saying this to be negative, like, I love it. I love Kyle Schwarber. I think he's so important to this team. I just hear a little, like, cha-ching noise in
the
background.
The
and I know
every time.
I know John Middleton hears that as well.
Well, I mean, it's rare we have a player this good headed to free agency. Usually when guys have these kind of years, like, they're under contract, or mm-hmm. they just got here. I think the same thing. I'm like, man, he's not guaranteed to be here next year. It's crazy.
The price is going up, and deservedly so. I mean, he's playing an incredible season right now, and I just hope he keeps it up and keeps it up into Red October.
Yeah, that was the hope for all of us. Devin, we appreciate you hopping on, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
There Scoop. She goes. Devin Caney with us here at Eagles training camp at the NovaCare Complex. All right, 215-592-9494. So Devin also didn't fill out the Mount Rushmore, but at least she's not blaming someone else for it. She just forgot.
Well,
you're
busy.
Deflecting.
I'm not deflecting.
We're all busy.
It was aggressive. It was aggressive.
But that
It was a little aggressive.
Very few people think that email was aggressive.
Well, enough people feel like it was aggressive.
No, nobody but Hugh thinks it was.
Well,
aggressive.
It was aggressive. I have a contingency of people that feel
a contingency.
The same way.
A contingency of lunatics.
I mean, okay. I don't call your friends names.
You could if you wanted. Probably
yeah,
wouldn't
no,
be wrong.
Yeah, that's the bottom line. Coach Harris in Havertown's up. What's up, Coach Harris?
Good to see a little bit.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How you guys doing?
What's up, Coach?
Hey, Coach.
I'm Joe DeCavers, tennis coach.
Oh,
okay.
Is he ready for tomorrow? By the way, 11:30 a.m. tomorrow at FDR Park.
Are we simultaneously streaming
like we were supposed to?
We're going
to
be off the air by then.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've got a shorter show tomorrow. Anyway, Coach, is Joe ready?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a guaranteed W.
Wow. Oh. That's a big deal. A guaranteed W. Now, do you know anything about Jack's ability to play tennis, or is this just based on Joe's ability?
Joe's ability. He's a lot better than I think a lot of people would think. I don't know how he does it, but he's a good player. He can play.
So what is Joe's strength as far as tennis is concerned?
Well, it's got to be hand-eye coordination. I can't imagine it's lateral quickness.
He has really good hand-eye coordination. He's really quick to the ball. But what makes him stand out is he hits a high percentage of serves in, and he hits really good top spin.
But another question I have to you, Coach, is this. How much of his lateral movement could potentially be a hindrance to his performance tomorrow?
Depends on if Jack can get the ball in. If Jack can get the ball in and make Joe move around, it could be a long set. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening because Joe hits good shots. And if we're taking Fritz at face value and he hasn't played and he's really kind of not motivated and kind of thinks he's already going to lose, this is going to be a really quick set for everybody.
Wow, okay. I mean, for me, it's clear Joe is the favorite tomorrow. All right, Coach, you wanted to talk about the secondary. You think I'm overreacting a little bit to it?
I do. Well, for one, I think you're both wrong today, so congrats. That's great news for you guys. Because you, that email is so okay.
It was such an innocuous email. It really was no big deal.
Really no big deal.
I felt intimidated, Coach. It was an intimidating email.
Now, Hugh. And by the way, I got to tell you real quick, Hugh, it's my first time calling the show. The first Eagles game I ever watched, I was 12 years old. It was a pickle juice game where you took Troy Aikman out. So thanks for that. You're part of the reason I love football. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Coach. It's still
no problem.
An intimidating email. It was still intimidating.
All right, so what do you think about the secondary?
I'm really sorry you're so sensitive, Hugh.
We all are sometimes.
I like that. I'm sorry you're sensitive. He apologized for your sensitivity.
Wow.
So, Joe,
right back around.
Joe, we had last year, we had a middle linebacker who had never played middle linebacker before. We released Devin White. We had a rookie starting corner. We had Sweat, who was inconsistent. Nolan Smith already being called a bust. Play too old, a total collapse, the worst defense in the NFL in 23, and we were hoping for a mid-tier defense. Last year, we were the best defense in the NFL. So my question for you is, how can you say that you're not confident when the Eagles have proven that they deserve our confidence? Q, DeJean, Fangio, no one's talking about the fact that Christian Parker's still here. We thought we were going to lose him.
And he's very good. And
the other safety spot. And the other outside corner, we probably don't have dominant players, but what do you expect? 12 Pro Bowlers everywhere? I would say that I'm not as confident, obviously, in Ringo, in the new guy, and in Jackson, but I believe that you, instead of saying that you have serious questions, I think the Eagles deserve the benefit of the doubt, and I believe that saying that they're not, that they have certain areas that they're not elite in, I think is more acceptable.
So I understand your point, and you're right, last year we did not see that coming. I'll frame it this way, though. I am comfortable to admit that I don't know everything, right? I make a lot of mistakes. I get things wrong. And I, just as I probably underrated, I mean, I wasn't the only one, Coach. We a lot of us did, underrated what they had talent-wise last year. We now may be overrating it because of our feeling that they could figure things out. Fangio's great. Christian Parker's a very good coach. I think now that I look back to us sitting here a year ago, I think we underrated how many good players they had. CJ GJ was a proven player. Darius Slay, a proven player. Zach Bond, while unproven, they signed him the first day of free agency, so obviously they thought there was something there that we didn't understand until we got him on the field. This year doesn't feel that. Like, the safety position, they're telling us they don't know what they're doing there. I mean, they're basically telling them we don't know who's the starter going to be. And they're trading for a guy that was a third stringer on the Raiders in the middle of camp. It feels to me like the talent isn't quite as good as what we had last year here.
I understand, I suppose, but I think that we had more question marks last year, Joe. They were the worst defense in the NFL. And look at what they did. They deserve the benefit of the doubt, Joe.
I agree with you. I agree with that. Overall, I don't think, even if these questions go sideways, I think there's enough here between Carter, Bond, Mitchell, and DeJean, and Fangio to be a good defense. Like, I don't think they're going to fall belly up the way they did 2 years ago, even if these things I'm concerned about go the wrong way. Like, I don't think they're going to be ranked 25th. I think there's a floor to Fangio, Carter, DeJean, Mitchell. Like, they're probably going to be a decent defense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I guess for me, and it's a good phone call, and we appreciate your phone call, and it's very confident he is in Joe.
Yeah, he's a little arrogant.
You thought Coach would...
Coach's a little arrogant.
Well, I mean, it's his coach.
Yeah,
he's going to believe in his guy. He's going to believe in his guy.
It's a little arrogant.
I guess for me, it's not I'm afraid they're going to be bad. I don't see that happening. There's too much here for them to be bad. But there is a big difference here between being the number one defense and, let's say, the 10th or 11th defense. That's a big difference. I think they're in a range this year where they could still be good, but last year they were spectacular.
I will say this. It's fair to think or make an assessment that this defense might take a step back.
Yeah.
because teams are going to attack them differently. They've had film on Coop. They're going to try to expose some of their weaknesses. That's fair to say. But I still think that with the personnel we have, that this defense, when it comes time to make a playoff run, that they would be much better and serviceable. And they would have weathered the storm.
Well, I hope you're right. All right, let's go. You know, we haven't talked to in a while.
Who
I see him sitting here ready to talk. Dr. Karp is calling in. We haven't heard from Dr. Karp. Hello, Dr. Karp.
We have to talk to that guy.
We absolutely do. He called in. Dr. Karp?
Hi, guys. Great show. And both of you are sensational. I just do mean that. I'll get right to it. I'm worried about Hugh.
Worried about Hugh? What's
worried
he
about
doing?
Me for? What I do?
I mean, the more I listen, the more concerned I get about Hugh's insubordinate behavior. It's even more evident today with the oversensitivity to.
Wait a minute. How am I being insubordinate? What did I do?
I don't know if it's a midlife crisis or an emotional turbulence or self-reflective inquisition, midlife transition, maybe
That's
a midnight
lot.
Confession.
What are we talking about?
What behaviors are really concerning you the most, Dr. Karp?
Drinking, gambling, and acting out at work. I've written some notes here.
Wait a minute.
Kyle and I have talked about it off the air because he's concerned, too. Excessive drinking. You've posted numerous pictures on social media of yourself drinking that fruity Riesling straight out of the bottle.
Wine
no
don't
crack.
Count as drinking, though, Doc. Wine does not count.
Does.
Gambling does every not. Day. You're gambling. Not only that, you do it on preseason football. How degenerative can you get?
I didn't gamble on that game last week, even though Joe gave me a good tip.
Over on the Hall of Fame
I didn't
game was
gamble.
A lock. Yeah, you should have.
Lastly, in the workplace, accusing coworkers of being bullies and bad-mouthing your boss, Rod Lakin.
Oh, Blue Jeans Lakin.
Spike is a bully.
Yeah, what about the Blue Jeans Lakin thing?
It was hot that day.
You roasted our boss
and
on the air.
He was dead-ass wrong for those Blue Jeans.
Now, the guy was sweating bullets.
In your defense, I've met Rod. We all know he's a schmuck. But he can't help that. He's odd. He's from out of town. But he's still your boss. You cannot continue to mock him on the air and make a fool out of him. You're undermining his authority at work. Kyle, start the music.
Wait, who signed off on this?
Are you still drinking that Franzia out of the box?
I'm drinking actual wine. I'm drinking like I got a nice little Pinot Noir that I'm going to crack open when I get home today.
You calling it the exciting white? I don't know if that's appropriate. I heard you went up the Poconos. That's not for you. It's not even you people. You looking for more exciting whites?
No. Listen, Dr. Karp, since we're here now and you brought me here, it's a lot of black people in the Poconos, man. I was surprised. It's a lot of black people in the Poconos.
You have to look pretty damn hard for them. It's clear to anyone who's paying attention you have a problem with authority.
He's
right on this.
That's not true.
I hate to say it to you. You're out of control at work. You got to reel it in. You're gonna lose your job. Kyle and I have talked about it off the air.
Dr. Karp, you raised some interesting points, especially about Rod. We can't really deny a lot of Hugh's behavior. We just can't. I mean, it's true.
Thanks, Joe. Even today with the Spikes email and your coworkers, you know, with the Mount Rushmore Hugh refuses to play along. Instead, you want to attack a man's manhood. You're being bullied by Spike? Really, Hugh?
Dr. Karp, I agree with you. You're right again. And do you have any recommendations? How do we help this guy? He's a problem.
It might be time to buy that motorcycle.
I'm okay
not
with
a
that.
Not a manly bike. Not a fat boy. One of those Kawasaki ninjas. You like kung fu movies, don't you, right?
That's racist.
How about smoking? Did you ever start smoking like I suggested?
What are we smoking?
Forget the Newport menthols. Be a man and go for some Marlboro Reds.
Dr. Karp.
Ripple couple heaters.
Dr. Karp. Heaters and a motorcycle? This is the advice? You can't recommend that. This guy's in his 50s. He doesn't have much time to go.
What they call motorcycles like that? Cafe bikes. I can't ride no cafe bike, man.
Okay, how about pickleball? Maybe you jump on the pickleball craze with your neighbor. I like that fella, Skip. Your overly friendly neighbor.
Definitely not hanging out with Skip.
You know what?
Skip,
that might be the best thing for you. A little alone time with Skip.
Definitely not hanging with Skip.
Practice your footwork a little bit. How about an Aaron Rodgers type of retreat into the woods for team building?
I'm okay with that.
All right. How about you, Joe, and Kyle retreat into the deep woods for the trust exercise?
No, wait. You want Hugh to trust Kyle and I? Like the thing where he falls backwards?
Oh, no, we're not
arms?
Doing that.
That's a lot.
But we could do the ayahuasca.
Yeah.
We could do the ayahuasca.
That's a hallucinogenic. You want to take a ayahuasca and then go to Alaska and dine al fresco?
We could do that.
All right, Dr. Karp, with all due respect, this is all pretty stupid. I mean, you're calling Hugh out for reckless behavior, and you're advising more reckless behavior. We need to reel this guy in.
Hugh, do you have any tattoos?
Yes, but I'm dark. Doc, you can't barely see them.
Maybe get them in another color so it jumps out.
We tried.
I recommend a tramp stamp right above your butt.
No, we can't do that.
It's an alternative way to live dangerously. You can get a tattoo of a bottle of white wine cascading into the depths of your
I think we're losing it now.
It's like President James Knox Polk once said, discretion is the better part of balance.
Always great wisdom from Dr. Karp here. That makes no sense at all whatsoever, but
that
we do
it. Crazy.
I always give Dr. Karp the benefit of the doubt.
You gave him way too much time.
I try, because the guy comes in across as a medical professional, and by the end, I'm like, what are we doing here?
Called the boss a schmuck.
That killed us.
He called the boss a schmuck. We might not be here tomorrow for real. Who signed off on that?
I don't know. All right, 215-592-9494. See Joe Conklin at Bars Casino, Street Road in Bedsalem, PA on Thursday, August 21st, as he welcomes him in. Ian Laura, get tickets at joeconklin.com. All right, your phone calls on all of this nonsense. And something I'm noticing about one Phillies player in particular, it slid under the radar. We got to discuss it. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.